morning, y'all. It is doing a few of these this morning. I'm doing good. March 3rd, Wednesday. So what I want to talk to y'all about is kind of having to do with how to keep yourself safe now during this time of COVID. Now, these are just things that I do. These aren't like medical tips, and I don't have a medical degree or nothing like that, okay? So don't take it as such, you know what I'm saying? These are just little things that I do to make myself feel more comfortable. me personally, when I'm at work, I wipe down where I sit, the chair, everything. Wipe down the kitchen, the bathroom, door handles, all that, okay? Work-wise, I do that every shift, every time I go in. Regularly, like in my car, I carry Lysol and Fabuloso spray bottles with it in it, and sometimes bleach in them, and I use those from the bottom of my shoes. I had been carrying those bottles, honestly, basically since I've been doing dog rescue stuff, because you go into shelters, you go into areas that aren't very clean. You know, if you go into a hoarding situation, you know, you're going to want to clean your boots off, clean your shoes off, you know, and usually there's an outside hose, but you always want some type of cleaner on your shoes, you know, also. So, that's just a tip that I've been doing for a long time. As far as, like your hands or whatever. So what I do is I've been buying like maybe once a month, if that, I'll buy baby wipes. And these I buy for two purposes. One, well, technically you can buy them like right now with everything going on with people out of water and stuff. Now, granted, I know the showers is where it's at. Don't get me wrong. But if you have no water, you know what I'm saying, like right now, just a suggestion, you know, because your pipes burst or whatever the situation, and, you know, and you're dealing with what you're dealing with, you can always get baby wipes. It's not it's like a bird bath, but it's something, you know what I'm saying? So you can do that. But for cleaning and stuff like that, I keep, two kinds of baby wipes in my car. I keep one, just a regular thing of that's regular baby wipes that I use to like wipe my hands or something, you know, just to keep me clean so I feel better. Usually when I get back in the car and take my mask off, I wipe my face off just because I feel cleaner. That's just, you know, me, because, you know, you breathe on your face in that mask all day long, you know what I mean, when you're wearing it and you're out, so that's just to make me feel better. Also, I keep another one in my car that has, I take a baby wipe, the container thing, and I put Lysol and I put Fabuloso in it, and then I, you know, shake it around, and those are my Fabuloso Lysol wipes, so I keep those, whether I wipe down my car door handles, I wipe down my hands if I ran out of my regular. I wipe down my steering wheel. You know, if I get in my car and lock my doors, you know, or whatever, and I'm touching stuff or touch the door handles of you know, a place you leave, whether a Quick Trip, you know, whatever, you use those real quick, wipe your hands off. I keep a trash bag in my car, too, in my vehicle. So, literally, I just throw those in there, and then once a week, I throw that trash bag in my dumpster, and I'm done. You know what I mean? So, it's my opinion, it's, you know, one of the good things you can do to help yourself out, and to help others out as well. At home, let me tell you, at home, I have probably more cleaning stuff about as much as I do food. I keep everything from Lysol to bleach to whatever, you know, if I go to the store and I see one, I probably get a couple extra. At work, I have literally a cleaning drawer. My boss was like, I thought you meant at home, and I goodness. I do it because, you know, yes, they do provide cleaning stuff, but sometimes they run out. Sometimes it's on back order. I just keep it just in case because, you know, what if somebody spills something one day and they use the cleaning stuff and it gets used up? I don't want to go into work and not be able to clean where I sit and where I work and feel comfortable being there all day knowing it's not clean. You know, that I can't do that. It's for my peace of mind, really. What else? As far as masks, I know they just said, I guess the other day on the news, the governor said something about they're taking back the mask mandate. It's your call if you want to wear one or not. You know, I've had both my vaccination shots. You know, I'm probably going to keep wearing one. You know, I don't know if what my work's gonna, I don't know. I don't know if some stores are gonna keep saying, you know, you need to, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea what each business is gonna have as their policy, or I don't know, you know. So, what I did initially when, you know, this COVID thing first came out and they were like, you need to buy masks. I didn't know where to go get a mask. You know what I'm saying? And what was the better one to buy if I bought one? And I really wasn't sitting at a point where I could sit there and go buy multiple ones and see which one worked the best. So what I did was I went to Dollar Tree, and you can still do this. I went to Dollar Tree and I bought brand new socks, and I got the ones with designs on them, and I cut them up, and you can YouTube it, how to take a sock and make it into a mask, and cut it basically to fit your, you cut little holes in it to make for your ears, and then you cut it down the side, and you cut the ends off, where it's basically a mask for your face. And that's at first what I used, because I didn't have the funds to go buy a few boxes of disposable masks, nor to spend 10 bucks on a mask, 20 bucks on a mask, 5 bucks on a pack. I didn't really have that. And I wasn't really sure, you know, at the time they didn't really say, well, this is your better choice, you know. So I was like, oh, you know, I don't know. So that's what I did at first. So you can do that if you want to. You know, if you're not sure what really to buy or what the best thing is or and whatnot. I got to where, you know, I was a little more familiar with what I thought was better to buy and not. So I ended up buying some of those disposable masks. You know, I keep some at the house in case I step outside and, you know, somebody's delivering something, they need me to sign or something, and they can keep their distance and I can keep mine. But, you know, I'll have my mask on. I keep some in the car, vehicle, just in case. Whether I don't have any more, you know, the cloth masks in my car or whatever, I'm good. And I have one in there, so I'm not like, oh, now I gotta go all the way home and, you know, can't do what I'm gonna do. Also, what else? Masks also, I also ordered mine off Amazon. The cloth mask to put on your face. I love dogs, so I got the paw print ones. You can get whatever you want. There's designs, there's no designs, you know, whatever you want. That's just what I got. You know, it's just a basic one layer mask, but to me it was something better than nothing. And I got a pack of them. And then when I started wearing them, at first my ears weren't hurting, and then they started hurting from the mask, from wearing them all day long. And I was like, okay, now what do I do? You know, like, now I got the mask part down, how do you keep your ears from hurting? So a friend of mine said, well, my mom makes these, you know, headband things with little buttons, and you put, and I said, oh, well, that's ingenious, you know? I'm like, I'm learning all these new tricks. So, and she's like, do you want to, and I was like, no, let me look into it, because I wasn't really sure if that was even going to fix the problem, you know? Like, I was just like, let me look at it, and I'll let you know? So I kind of looked into it and was like, oh, that might actually fix, you know, why my ears are hurting. So I, you know, looked them up online and kind of was like, that might actually work, you know? Because I wasn't too sure if it was going to stretch the mask more, if the headbands were really going to work. You know, I didn't know. And so I ordered some headbands online with little buttons on them, and they have ones with designs and regular ones. And so I didn't want to have to, you know, pick ones with each outfit. I'm not that into, you know, that whole thing. So I just got some regular black ones that came in a pack. I don't know, like 7 or something like that in a pack or whatever. And I, you know, got the pack of them. And so that's what I wear normally is, and you can wash them. You wash the headbands and you wash the masks, and it works out great. I just, you know, throw them in with my laundry when I do it. There you go. Something that I do, which you don't have to, and it's kind of just, I don't know. It's just something I like doing. When it's cold out, I tend to, I don't know what they're called. I forget. They're like, it's like a sleeve thing for your arm, but it has like, I'd have to Google it to tell you what it's called. But you like put your thumb in the little slot thing, and then your hand, like the rest of your 4 fingers are in another little spot. And you basically have your fingers still sticking out, but it covers, it goes up to your elbow possibly. You can get the short ones or the long ones. And basically it just covers your arm. So like if you're wearing, you know, a short sleeve shirt or something. I mean, you can get the longer ones too that go all the way up, like under your short sleeve shirt or whatever. But I just get the ones that go maybe to your elbow if you pull them all the way down. But I get those, one, because they help kind of with my hands a little bit, but they keep my hands warm. So I buy those, and I think I got them for a pack for maybe like 4 for $10 or something like that on Amazon. But I buy those as well. So yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff y'all can do. Y'all have a good day, and I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.